So this will be a mindfulness practice focused on the body. And even just saying that for some of you, you might feel some nervousness or uncertainty about it. But I promise you this will be gentle. We're going to start with a few deep breaths. This helps the nervous system often to start settling in and feel as you take your first big inhale, that body stretches and expands. And as you breathe out, the body can relax. Take two more of these deeper breaths, full breaths. And then I want you to bring your attention down towards the feet without needing to look at the feet. You can bring your attention to the sensations where your feet are. You might want to wiggle them a little bit. That's okay. Wiggle the toes if you want to. Just to get a little more sensation, and then be still here. Feeling them either on the floor, maybe they're folded in front of you if you're sitting. And include now the legs as well. So you're expanding your attention to include the feet and the legs. All the way up into the bottom, pelvis, all the way up to the hips. Just feeling the lower body sitting here. Feeling all those places of contact with the floor or your chair or your cushion. You feel the heaviness of the body here. And this might be helpful to become more embodied as you bring your attention down into the body. Most of us spend a lot of time with our attention way up in the headspace or outside of ourselves. And so this is helping to ground your attention down into the body. Might feel new to some of you. And that's okay. And then I'm going to have you move up, almost like you were filling your torso up with your attention, like water. Very slowly moving up into the stomach and low back. You'll feel the breath. Make sure you're breathing. Aware of the mid-back and lower rib cage. Filling up into the chest and upper back. Down the arms to the elbows, all the way down to the wrists and into the fingers and the fingertips. So this whole midsection of the body and your lower body is something you're aware of right now. And if there's areas that feel tight or uncomfortable, sometimes just noticing that, we can release that tension. Other times, it might be helpful not to overly focus on those areas, to actually stay on the periphery of any intensity that might be there. So that might mean moving outward to the skin, or the sides of the body, or your limbs. Giving any of that kind of intensity some space right now. We'll be working more with it if this is true for you. Right now, we're just becoming as embodied as we're able to. Let's include the neck, the shoulders, moving up into the head, the jaw, back towards the ears, the skull, the face, noticing any tension that might be here. There might be a way to just relax it a little bit. Keep breathing. Feel the whole body now, your head all the way down to your toes. If you don't have toes, then to whatever body part is last in this form of yours. Notice if there's any parts of you that feel like maybe it's physical strain, tension. Sometimes it's more emotional, kind of an aching or a tightness. I'm going to have you bring your hands now to these parts of your body, We're going to be using self-touch quite a bit today. So for example, you might go to the forehead and just smooth that muscle just above the eyebrows and down over the temples. Noticing how that helps release, maybe down to the jaw. And I'm going to guide some possibilities here, but I want you to feel free to move your body in a way that feels helpful. So another place of tension might be down in the chest. It might be helpful to just put hands there. It can be also helpful to move your hands from the center of your chest and then to brush down over your shoulder and down your arms, as if you were moving some of that tension all the way down to through your fingers. Just see what that's like. It's kind of amazing how we somatically hold all of our stress, our memories, our history. So we're just working with some of that. If there is a tightness in the chest or some feeling of heaviness in the chest, feels emotional, you might move the shoulders back and see what is it like to open the chest space very slowly, very intentionally. Move the shoulders, just whatever it seems the body is needing to help hold what might be there. Breathing fully. Sometimes if there's emotion here in the chest, it's also in the throat. So you can bring a hand very gently to the throat area. Might feel good if your body is able to even tilt the head backward a little bit and let the throat expand and open. You might just kind of pet down the throat or in some way that feels good to move whatever stuckness might be there. Over the shoulders, your hands. Very gently. Might be you're holding in the low back. For some people, this is where the stress goes. And so bringing some care and attention with your hands to your low back and giving it a little rub. Again, you might ever so slightly arch the back if your body is able. And this whole time you're keeping your attention inward. This is only about you. And you don't have to do anything I'm saying. You see what feels right to you. And then you might brush down the legs. It's amazing how much the legs hold. We get into these freeze and these flight modes with stress, and our legs either want to just freeze up or run away. And so just giving some attention down the legs with our touch. You might even want to run out the legs and stomp them if flight is feeling very real for you, lots of anxiety, and that flee response. And then when you're ready, coming back to some form of stillness. And there's a lot of stress in the body, which is what we are looking at today. Complete stillness might not be helpful. for some of you. So we might be moving a little bit. Even a little slight rocking might be helpful. These deeper breaths. And then you might find that there's a little more stillness. Checking in, just how are you feeling? Maybe there's some other part of the body or some place you want to go back to. You can do that. Knowing that as you're doing this, you're caring for yourself. All of this is out of care. Also important to note that even with all this care, it doesn't wash away all that's there. And a big part of this mindfulness practice is learning how to be with what's here, that we're not always fixing it. There can be wise ways to help yourself, and then there's being with what is actually here. I'll expand on that as the day goes on. And so for now, just noticing how you are sitting here. Feeling the body in its fullness. Feeling those places of contact with your chair or your cushion or floor. You might feel the breath. Now that you've checked in, noticing if you want to stay still or if there's still some movement that you need. It might be that your body really wants to stretch out, putting your arms out to the sides. You all have, I think, enough space if you need it. Just giving yourself as much space as you need. Sometimes these emotions and the intensity that might be there, it needs space. So stretching as much as you need, opening the chest more, breathing fully. And then you come back. Something a little more still. Let's see what that's like. The mind might wander. That's okay. The mind loves to think. It's not a problem. Know that you're thinking. And then see if you can bring your attention back. This sensation of just sitting here. Noticing how the body is. Now I want you to stay in your body and become aware of sound. Let the sound come to you. It is anyway, but sometimes the way our mind likes to interact is so out of body, and our attention can go way out of our body to meet that sound, figure out what it is. What is it like just to receive the sound? I'm learning that we hear in different ways, that many of you, that means the sound comes to your ears. That's how you receive the sound. And then for some of you, it might be that, but also this feeling of vibration or some way that the body is receiving that sound. That might not map on for everyone, but for some, this is true. Receiving that sound, just knowing that you're listening, nothing else is required. Just listening. We'll do the same with scent. So smelling as you breathe, just perhaps becoming more aware that for most of you, that's a process already happening, whether you're conscious of it or not. Now we're aware. There might be scent and there might not. So noticing scent or the lack of scent. We're opening up our senses, but knowing them from the body, letting them come to us. Then very gently, you can open your eyes. Allow sight. Be aware of sight. You can look around the room. Look around what's here. So you've got sound, you've got smell. Now you have sight all coming to you. Allow it to come to your eyes. I know that must sound funny. It's just a different way of orienting to our environment. That you're still in your body. But that's where you're knowing sight and knowing sound, knowing smell, and all these different sensations. And if it's hard to come out with sight, you might look around and see if there's something really pleasant in the environment. Look out a window. You might enjoy the color of the wall, the pattern on this rug. Might be the lights, different shapes. Okay. In a way, we're getting in touch with our animal selves, our animal bodies. So we're waking up all these senses. I imagine that this is what it's like to be an animal, you know, with all of the senses alive and it all coming straight to you without a lot of overthinking. Not needing to really do anything with it. Just what that's like. In a moment, we're going to get up and we'll be walking in this way outside with our senses wide open, but with our attention still in our body. And we can do this in a few different ways. Some of you are, I know, accustomed to more of the Buddhist way of walking meditation, where you start from one end of a path and then you go to the end of it and you turn around and then you come back. And it's a really nice way to do it because there's no concern about where you're going because you're just going from one end, stopping, turning around and coming back. You know, so there's not this preoccupation of, oh, maybe I'll go over here, or no, this isn't right, I think I'll turn this way. Or, oh, there's too many people over here, I'll go there. There's a lot of doing that ends up happening when we're trying to navigate. So it's this nice kind of going back and forth on a path. And I'll tell you where you can do that because there's a lot of places around here. And then for some of you, wandering around, you might not be into just the one side to the other. Maybe you want to go in the courtyard and just kind of go around and explore, and that is also okay. I just ask that you don't go further than you would hear the bell, because I'll ring the bell outside really loudly, but I want to make sure that you're in earshot, which might mean that, you know, if I come out, that you'll see me and I'll see you, okay? So there's lots of space, I believe. I don't think anyone else is occupying the courtyard right now. We'll find out when we go out there. And then there's this really beautiful place in the back that maybe, Sam, you can help us get there, because I'm not totally sure I remember. But there's some walking paths in the eucalyptus trees. And it's very beautiful. And it's beautiful regardless where you go on this campus. But I recommend one of those two spaces so that you'll hear me call you back in. And then after this walk, we will be taking a break. Okay, just so you know that's coming. I want you to stay with the same instructions, feeling your body here, feel your feet on the ground. What is it like to take each step and really feel your body there? This is different than how we usually move through our day. What is it like to be open with your senses and taking in what's here, but knowing that you're here, that you're not, you know, oh, you know, you smell the eucalyptus, and then what might naturally happen is a flood of memories come in. Oh, I remember that smell, you know, and it brings you into something. If it happens, it probably will, no problem, you catch it. Bring yourself back to, I'm just here. I'm actually just in this space, smelling the eucalyptus. We're going to try that out and see what that's like.